AP Sports, I'm Steve Carney. The defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs remain unbeaten thanks to a last-second victory. Correspondent Greg Eklund reports.
Kansas City Chiefs place kicker Harrison Butker booted a 51-yard field goal as time ran out in their 26-25 win over the Cincinnati Bengals. In each of the last four games when quarterbacks Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes face each other, the game has been decided by no more than 3 points. 2 seasons ago, Butker's field goal sent the Chiefs to the Super Bowl.
This game reminded me of the 2022 AFC Championship game. I think it was a 48-yarder right hash kick to win the game as well.
A critical penalty against the Bengals set up Kansas City's game-winning kick. On 4th and 16, the Chiefs were down to their last chance when the Bengals were whistled for a defensive pass interference.
The Chargers also stay undefeated thanks to a 26-3 victory over the Carolina Panthers. The Raiders also hold on to beat the Ravens 26-23. Las Vegas is now 1-1. The Ravens are 0-2. The Steelers drop the Broncos to 0-2 with a 13-6 decision at Mile High. Pittsburgh is 2-0. Former Broncos quarterback Russell Wilson did not play for Pittsburgh due to injury. And the Browns get their first win of the year, 18-13, over the Jaguars. It took overtime, but Seattle is also among those at 2-0 thanks to a victory over the Patriots. Correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh reports.
Jason Myers kicked a game-winning 31-yard field goal in overtime to send the Seahawks past the Patriots 23-20. A 38-yarder from Myers with 55 seconds left in regulation tied it at 20. Geno Smith orchestrated the winning drive and passed for 327 yards and one touchdown.
Put the ball in 7 hands, man. That's my mindset. I always, dreamed about these moments growing up. It's a dream come true just to be here. So whenever I'm in this situation and the game's on the line, I'm so happy and just excited, for those opportunities.
DK Metcalf had a 56-yard TD catch and 129 yards receiving. Jacoby Brissett passed for 149 yards and one score for New England. Seattle is 2-0 for the first time since 2020.
The Rams not only fall to 0-2 with a 41-10 loss to the Cardinals, but for the second straight week, they lose a big piece of their offense. Wide receiver Cooper Kupp left the game with an ankle injury in the second half and did not return. He was seen after the game in a walking boot. This comes after wideout Puka Nacua was placed on injured reserve with a knee injury suffered in week one. And the 49ers' comeback bid falls short as the Vikings pull out a 23-17 decision to improve to 2-0. San Francisco is now 1-1. The Buccaneers are also still undefeated after avenging their loss last year to the Lions in the playoffs. Correspondent Denny Kapp is with us from Detroit. Denny, give us the details.
Steve, Baker Mayfield throws a touchdown and runs in another to help the Buccaneers hang on to beat the Lions 20-16. Mayfield hit Chris Godwin on a 41-yard score in the second quarter, but his 11-yard scamper in the end zone late in the third quarter gave Tampa Bay the lead for good and pushed the Bucs out to a 2-0 start.
It wasn't a revenge game by any means. It was just, this year, how are we going to improve? How are we going to win the big games when we need to in critical moments? And that's something that we harped on all season. So that's why it was so huge for us to come out with a win today.
Lions quarterback Jared Goff was picked off twice, and twice in the final minute got the Lions in plus territory, but couldn't get the offense in the end zone.
The Saints also keep pace by ending the Cowboys' home winning streak at 16 regular season games, drubbing Dallas 44-19. Alvin Kamara had 4 touchdowns in the game, 3 on the ground. The Commanders see new kicker Austin Siebert kick a franchise record 7 field goals to beat the Giants 21-18. Malik Willis throws the first touchdown of his NFL career as the Packers edge the Colts 16-10. Aaron Rodgers gets his first win as a Jet 24-17 over the Titans. And on Sunday night, the Texans improved to 2-0 with a 19-13 victory over the Bears. A new team sits atop the college football poll. The Yankees and Guardians edge closer to postseason berths in baseball. And a wild finish at Watkins Glen. That and more is coming up after this. For the first time this season, the Georgia Bulldogs are not the number one ranked team in college football. That goes to Texas as the Longhorns leapfrogged the Bulldogs in the latest AP college football poll. It's the first time Texas has been atop the rankings in 16 years. In baseball, the Yankees beat the Red Sox for the third time in 4 days to extend their division lead. AP correspondent Dave Ferry reports.
The Yankees regained a 3-game lead over the Orioles atop the AL East by defeating the Red Sox 5-2. Aaron Judge slammed his major league leading 53rd home run of the season, a 2-run shot in a 3-run third off Cutter Crawford.
Giving Rhodey a lead, kind of putting the pressure on them, kind of after a back and forth series, was huge for us. And then getting a couple homers, after that late was was big time to kind of shut the door.
Judge has homered twice in three games after going 16 contests without one. Gleyber Torres also homered in the third, and Giancarlo Stanton had two ribbies. Winning pitcher Carlos Rodon allowed two runs and six hits over five and a third innings for his 14th victory, tying a career high. Tyler O'Neill hit a two-run homer for the Red Sox.
The Guardians also inched closer to a postseason berth, shutting out the Rays 2-0 on just four hits. Manager Stephen Vogt continues to rave about how his pitching staff has performed, including closer Emmanuel Class A.
Obviously, he's had the stuff that he's had, but now he's got it dialed. He's got the command. He's controlling the running game. He's doing all those little things. It's just been so much fun to watch him do what he's done this year.
Class A has converted his last 32 straight save opportunities. Elsewhere in baseball, the Tigers continue to make their push for the postseason, beating the Orioles 4-2, but they gain no ground as the Twins were also victorious 9-2 over the Reds, while the Royals get tripped up by the Pirates 4-3. The first team to 90 wins in the majors is the Phillies, who use a walk-off RBI single by JT Realmuto to beat the Mets 2-1. After allowing two runs in the top of the 10th, the Diamondbacks put up three in the bottom of the inning to walk off the Brewers 11-10. The Dodgers get back-to-back-to-back homers from Kike Hernandez, Tommy Edman, and Max Muncy to help beat the Braves 9-2. The Nationals edge the Marlins 4-3. The Blue Jays beat the Cardinals 3-2. The Cubs get a 6-2 win over the Rockies. The Padres need 10 innings to beat the Giants 4-3. The Astros hold on for a 6-4 win over the Angels. The Mariners get a combined one-hitter to shut out the Rangers 7-0. And the White Sox get a 4-3 victory over the A's. And Watkins Glen is not kind to the Cup contenders on Sunday, correspondent Jerry Jordan reports.
Spoiler alert, a playoff driver did not win the NASCAR race at the historic Watkins Glen International, but there was an epic last lap battle between Chris Buescher and road course ace Shane Van Gisbergen. On the final lap, Buescher forced the nose of his race car underneath Van Gisbergen in turn five and carved out a spot to make the winning pass.
Went to try and go left, and he was still correct and coming back, so went to try and cross over, and just good hard race there. He tried to cover it and had already gotten the fender in, and just was able to get clear of him off the carousel and run. You know what? Just run.
He then held off Van Gisbergen, edging him out by less than a second for the victory.
Steve Carney, AP Sports.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.